Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings to my podcast friends. Welcome into what one listener recently called like sitting down for a cup of coffee with a friend. I thought it was a great compliment. That's the way I want you to feel when you listen to the podcast, like two people just sitting. Unfortunately, because of the format, there's only one guy that's doing the talking, but as you sip the coffee, I'll talk to you a little bit about Jesus. We were yesterday deciding whether you were going to throw a stone or roll a stone. And if you missed it, listen, I'm not going to go back over it all again, but just the short version is you can either throw the stones of judgment at people and judge them for their failures, or you can roll the stone of the law away from people and let the dead become alive. And people are dead inside. All over the world, they're dead inside, and they have no hope, and they have no joy, and they have no peace. And they feel depressed and down and discouraged and in the dumps, and they're killing themselves, and they're eating themselves to death, and they're doing drugs until they're dead, and they're drinking themselves to death, and they're going to prison, and they're getting in trouble, and they're all kinds of stuff. And that's just in the world. And then you got people in the church that are still dead inside, and they're dead beneath a load of prayer time, and dead beneath a load of giving, and dead beneath a load of reading so many chapters every day, and dead beneath a load of works righteousness. And you have to be a missionary and supposed to go into the ministry. And they're walking away from life to go into a tomb of works. I don't see any difference. I think there are people in the world and in the church that are both equally dead. We can roll the stone of the law away from their hearts and let the dead come alive. Let those who have never known life and freedom come out of the grave by rolling that stone away. You see, I got to stay on this stone for another day or two because I want to run you to 2 Corinthians 3. I'm not leaving John 11 for good. I just need a complimentary text from the epistles. And this is the Apostle Paul writing to a Corinthian church who's come a long, long way. If you read 1 Corinthians, you're dealing with a bunch of carnal Christians. They're so carnal, in fact, that in the third chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul says, I'd like to put you on steak, but you can't handle nothing but milk. And that's because you have divisions amongst you. And then your Christians are suing Christians. And you're committing fornication, and you're getting drunk on communion wine, and everybody has a song when you go to church, and everybody has to speak in tongues when you go to church, and there's so much immaturity going on in the church at Corinth. You got a guy committing incest with his stepmom. You got some wild stuff. Well, when you get into 2 Corinthians, and Paul has seen a maturity happen in that church, and they are growing, and he has a little bit of advice here and there, but his deepest stuff for the Corinthian church is reserved for the second book in which he doesn't call them carnal, because now they're ready for the meat. And it's that book that in which Paul tells us about the glory of the new covenant over the quasi glory of the old covenant, and the judgment seat of Christ, and the reconciliation of God, and all of these fantastic, fabulous things that we find out. Let's look at one of those in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, where Paul says, verse 7, if the ministry of death written and engraved on stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? And so Paul contrasts two ministries, the ministry of death versus the ministry of the Spirit. He describes in the 7th verse that the ministry of death was written and engraved on stones. And the only thing we see in the Bible written and engraved on stones was the Ten Commandments. Or more specifically, we could say the law. More specifically, the Ten Commandments. So Paul actually calls that which was written and engraved on stones the ministry of death. Now, what does the ministry of death mean? It means that death gets administered whenever you get into the law. So as you live underneath the yoke of the law of religion, you get ministered death into your life. You end up in Lazarus's tomb. So to get people out of that, we have to roll that stone, that same stone of 2 Corinthians 3 and 7 away, even though it is admittedly glorious to preach the law. Now, I got to stop there because there's so much more I want to say, and I'll say it tomorrow. It is admittedly glorious to preach the law, but not as glorious as it is to preach the Spirit. We'll talk about that. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.